In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you can join us. If you miss any of the interviews this evening, and we hope you don't, but if you do, just go to WQAM.com, go to the top of the page where it says podcast, and we're right there, South Florida High School Sports. You can listen to this week, last week, any weeks that we've had, a lot of interesting information. As I mentioned before, the summer's winding down. The month of June and July have been just filled with camps and combines and 7-on-7 events. There's still another one this weekend, and certainly a very recognizable name is running his first Malik Rozier 7-on-7. That'll be coming up this Saturday at Lake Lytle Park in West Palm Beach. And Malik is kind enough to join us this evening. I know he's got a busy schedule. Malik, thanks so much for taking the time. And I know you're excited about having this first event.
Yeah, I am. We actually, I actually helped Cam Harris 2 years ago. It was a really good event. You know, we wound up having Miami Central versus Chaminade. Madonna wound up playing each other in the finals. So this will be first of many. Something that, you know, I love high school sports. I think high school sports is the best for our youth. And so this is a way for me to really give back. Like, one of my biggest things, you know, I love 7-on-7. Obviously, as a quarterback coach, I think it's really good for quarterbacks. But I always say that, hey, these aren't the guys you're going to play with on Friday. These aren't the guys that, you know, these college coaches are going to come watch you play with. So, you know, kind of helping high school quarterbacks and really receivers build that chemistry, and also on the defensive side is really big to me. You know, anytime we can get kids out in South Florida, obviously there's some of the top athletes in the country there.
No doubt. And not only that, I mean, you're making a lot of good incentives to come. There's a $2,000 cash prize for the winner. But not only that, if the kids come, all the teams get to fill out a questionnaire for recruiting. And that's huge, because that just gets more information out that you guys and Coach Dixon and Coach Martin, who are helping you organize this, certainly can, you know, pass on to the next level. And you know the importance. I mean, the exposure is everything. Talk about that, because I think that's a great entity for this.
Yeah, you know, so a couple years back, I was with a group of – I actually met them at, you know, Cam Harrison 7-on-7. And, you know, they were like, hey, you know, we're into, you know, the digital side. They do video recruiting. You know, one of my things was, hey, if you guys want to help me, because I don't have, you know, all the time to build it myself. You know, one thing I've always realized, that there's a lot of good athletes. There's a lot of kids, especially to college. Everyone's big, tall, and fast. Everyone can, you know, move very well. Everyone, quote unquote, has something freakish about them. One thing that I learned, especially guys that are young guys, and even guys that, to me, perfect their craft, also have a very, very high football IQ. Again, doesn't have to be, you know, book smart. I know guys that were not book smart, but very, very football smart. They could tell you based on the formation, how many times they did run, how many times they did pass, what was their favorite run, what was their favorite pass. But really what we tried to do was make it very simple. And it's basically by position. So it's like, hey, receiver, you have a slant. Tell me how you're going to run your slant. Hey, quarterback, this is, you know, the play that you're getting. You know, how would you protect yourself? And, you know, where would you go with the ball versus, you know, this look where there's some one high or two high? The biggest thing for kids in recruiting is that, let's say I'm in Texas, right, and I'm getting recruited by a school in North Carolina or a school maybe up north Pennsylvania, right? For them to actually get me on the board and do board work with me, they have to fly me out, or my family has to now fly out. This is a way where if you can't physically get to the coaching staff, this allows you to show them, hey, not only is my film good, I also understand football. You know, anything you guys, you know, put in me, whether it's a play, a concept, a coverage, I understand it. And so that's really where we're trying to start is, you know, pushing these guys to, hey, not only do you need to be the best athlete, you also need to be the smartest athlete on the field. Because, again, I know plenty of guys that, you know, to me weren't the best athletes, but they were just very football smart. And it really allowed them to play early and play often.
Yeah, no doubt. Malik Rozier joining us, former University of Miami Hurricane. You're watching. I know that you watch the Canes. I mean, you do our post-game show with Alex Dono here on 560 WQAM. And not only that, you have an opportunity to see a lot of kids throughout the course of the year. You get a chance to train some of them. Talk about that, because I think that, you know, when you started playing back in high school to now, the quarterback position is really, really getting a lot of attention. You have camps. You have the Elite 11. Talk about that, because I think now, and especially in Florida, where, you know, you look at a Lamar Jackson, who everybody thought when he was in high school he'd be a wide receiver at the next level because he was an athletic quarterback. I think now there's more of those quarterbacks, Malik, that are training to be quarterbacks.
Yeah, you know, that was – it was funny because whenever I got out of college, I was like, okay, do I want to go back to Alabama? I know I want to train quarterbacks, but, you know, where do I want to live? And the biggest thing that popped up to me was, for us, obviously I love the state, love the weather. But secondly was that Florida, Texas, Cali have the best athletes. And when you talk about especially pure athletes, to me, Florida has the most. And I've always said this, even when I was in high school, man, if Florida could get good quarterback trainers, they would dominate the quarterback position because they're natural born athletes. When kids are athletic, like with, you know, what Deion Coleman has, you can't really teach that. Like, that's that kid just being naturally athletic. Now, again, you can teach them footwork, you can teach them mechanics, you can teach them how to read the field, but again, Florida, to me, has some of the most raw athletes. And, again, when you talk about the quarterback position, to me, is almost like baseball, where it's not pretty sometimes. You know, you're going to have to do a lot of grunt work. But the biggest thing is that you're going to have to work. You know, the biggest athlete, again, you guys have seen baseball players. Some of them are fat. Some of them are short and small. But, again, when you work at your craft, you're going to get good at it. And to me, quarterback is a position where it doesn't matter, you know, how tall you are. It doesn't matter how fast you are. It doesn't matter how strong you are. There's things outside of that that make you into a quarterback. And so, to me, it's teaching these guys young, you know, football IQ. So every Friday at 12, I get all my quarterbacks on, or at least most part try to. And you know, we go to football, so we watch NFL games, and I say, hey, what do you guys think the coverage is? Tell me why. I mean, a lot of times I'm giving them pointers on how I see coverage. Because again, a lot of people say, hey, you know, this guy can throw, but just because he can throw, you know, can he process information? You know, does he know what he's seeing, or is he just guessing out there? And so for me, you know, I think there's a lot of good quarterback coaches that have played football or that have studied football at a very high level that are now pouring into these, you know, middle school, elementary, and high school quarterbacks, which is why you're seeing so many kids, you know, now, especially from Florida, go really, really high up in, you know, some of these rankings.
Yeah. I mean, I know that you pay a lot of attention to Miami, and I mean, you look at the quarterback room, obviously Cam Ward, they got this year from Washington, an established type of guy, probably somebody who could come in and really, really, not only by his, you know, actions, but also talk to a lot of the younger quarterbacks that they have on the roster now. But you look at some of the players on the roster, you know, I mean, that they had and they brought in the last couple of years. Last year, they had to go with a freshman quarterback at FSU, and you know how that is. That's never going to be an easy deal. And I guess if he didn't get hurt, you never know what could have happened. But in this next cycle, I mean, you have the kid Nickel from up in Georgia, who's regarded as one of the best quarterbacks. And then you were mentioning Darian Coleman, who we're going to have on this evening. What do you like about what Miami has at quarterback? Because they have quite a few kids.
Yeah, the beauty of what I like about Miami is they have different styles of quarterbacks. So Emory and really Judd, they're kind of similar, but they do play a little different. But both of those are main traditionally pocket passers. To me, Luke Nichols won't be a runner. I think Luke will be maybe run a little less than me, but he'll be similar to me where I can run, but again, he's not going to be like a Lamar Jackson type of runner. And then obviously there's Coleman, who to me is similar to kind of Kosi Perry, where he's crazy athletic. You know, he has a lot of arm talent. So I do like the roster that they're doing. Obviously there's Reese, And obviously now you have Cam Ward. So especially some of the young guys, I think one thing that they're doing is they're getting guys that, one, have competed against other guys. I think that's one thing that when you talk about Luke Nichols and his high school story, he competed. When you talk about Coleman beating out the guy that he beat last year who was a senior, you're talking about young guys that are competing at a high level and beating out good quarterbacks. So to me, you know, when you talk about the mindset that Mario wants to have, especially in his quarterback, I mean, we saw the video of, you know, Cam Ward and Deion, all those guys kind of going back and forth, but it's kind of that moxie kind of energy saying, hey, it doesn't matter who you put in front of me, you know, I'm going to compete at a high level. And so that's what I really like. Again, they're different styles of quarterbacks, but they all fit in kind of Dawson's offense, which is really cool to see. You know, Dawson is someone that is flexible. Obviously, you know, we saw a little bit of difference between, you know, TBD and then Emory. And then obviously when Jakari played, there was differences. So you can kind of tell he does slightly move his offense compared to who his quarterbacks are. So I think, you know, there could be a lot of, there'll be a lot of changing offense over the next couple of years, depending on who the QB is. But I love that. You know, whenever Brad was a quarterback, we ran a different offense when I was a quarterback. So again, you do got to change. But I think that at the end of the day, all these guys, you know, high competitors, and they're people that are really guys that, you know, want to win.
Yeah, no doubt. This Saturday, the first annual Malik Rozier 7-on-7, Lake Lytle Park in West Palm Beach. If they want to get a hold of you, maybe for some training or some tips, how do they do that?
Yeah, so if you guys want my Twitter account, just make sure that it's right, is Malik Rozier 12. Also, if you guys go to QB Country, there should be a way that if you just click on our quarterback coaches or locations, all my information can pop up there. So there's an email. The email is malik@qbcountry.com. So either, you know, hit me up on social media, hit me up via email. Either one works. Again, I'll be down in South Florida this weekend, so I'll be training Friday, Saturday after the 7-on-7, and Sunday morning. So just because I'm down there for the 7-on-7, I am doing some training sessions. So I go as young to me. I think like 6 or 7 is the youngest. And obviously I go all the way up. Yeah, some parents are like, hey, do you train middle schoolers, elementary? I do. But for them, it's a lot of basic, you know, fundamentals and things like that.
Good stuff. Malik, I can't thank you enough. Best of luck this weekend, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Larry.
Good stuff. Malik Rozier, I'll tell you what, he's got a lot of things going. He's got that 7-on-7 this weekend, and then he's got also training. He's keeping busy. And like he said, you know, all they needed was trainers, and we have a few of them around the state. So the position is being elevated, and that's a good thing.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.